All right, let's get into it. Time for Joe's Need to Know News. Would you seriously think about this? Give up your smartphone for $100,000 just for 1 year. 365 days, you can make $100,000. That's more than most people ever make in a year in their career.
No.
You would not do that?
I couldn't do it.
Sorry again. Turn your mic on, Liv. There we go. You would not do it either, Liv?
No, I wouldn't do it.
Why?
Because, I don't know, I wouldn't even be able to spend $100,000 in a year without my smartphone.
Trust me, you can spend it.
Yeah, $100,000 is not
hard. That's not what I'd be worried about. I just don't want to give up my phone. Spending the money, no problem. Shopping spree.
I would, honestly, I love that we're connected with technology, but I hate all the stuff we have to do. Like, all my time is just, you know, like, social media this, blogging that. It'd just be so nice not to have use a cell phone. It'd be great.
I get a new car, put a down payment on a house.
I don't think that Joe could go one full day without a smartphone.
I could go longer than any of you guys without a smartphone.
I do not think so at all.
Oh my God, Liv, yes, I could.
I went 5 weeks, and that sucked.
If you don't have, if you get $100,000 though, you wouldn't have to work. So if you wouldn't have to work, what would you be doing without your phone?
Well, you wouldn't have to work for like a year.
Right, for that whole year that you don't have your smartphone.
Well,
so
you
what would you be doing?
No, hold on, you guys got this mixed up. You still got to work. They're not giving you the money up front. You got to get through it. Vitamin Water is going to pay you $100,000 for not using your smartphone for an entire year. It's a contest they got right now. You can actually sign up on Twitter and Instagram. Use the hashtag if you want to enter. No phone for a year is the hashtag. And hashtag contest, and they will pick one winner from that. Now, if you make it to 6 months, they'll guarantee you $10,000. So you get something out of it. But if you go a full year, they'll give you $100,000.
Do you get to use like a flip phone?
I would assume so, yes. I would say like just a basic, like your grandma and grandpa's jitterbug would work. So I have to look at all the official contest rules. I didn't dig that deep. I just said, hey, $100,000, holy crap. That would be awesome. I would totally do that. I think you would
struggle.
See, you don't know.
More than me. And more than pork chops.
The reason you don't use your cell phone is because it never works. That's probably why. If you had a working cell phone that actually worked, you might. I feel so bad for this kid right here, a middle schooler. His name is 11-year-old Joshua Trump. Yep, Trump. And he told his parents he didn't want to live with his last name anymore after kids at his Delaware middle school were bullying him. They were
so
picking
sad.
On the poor kid because of his last name.
Unbelievable.
Now, the family has no relation to actually President Trump.
They call him an idiot. They call him stupid. They curse at him. He said he hates himself and he hates his last name and he feels sad all the time and he doesn't want to live feeling like that anymore. And as a parent, that's scary.
He was getting ridiculed and bullied for the fact that his last name was Trump. I pulled him out of school and homeschooled him for a year.
I do know the teachers were aware of the last name. And I know even in speaking with the student that the teachers do their very best to try not to say his last name.
It doesn't surprise me because kids made fun of it. Like for me, you know, like my last name's Pesh. And they're like, oh, but it looks like pies. And they're like, oh, you know, I'm a fat kid. Like, hey, Joey, pies. What are you going to eat a pie? I mean, kids are just little buttheads. But yeah, of course, obviously, President Trump, that's like something that kids can easily be jerks about. Just your name's your name, guys.
Sad.
Your name's your name. And this is amazing news. I'm having a little get together this weekend I'm excited about, but also maybe around the Super Bowl time. This is something that I would love to have. Wink, wink, for my Christmas present from you guys. Some genius has created a chip bowl that detects double dippers. The pressure-sensitive bowl sounds an alarm and takes a picture after someone takes a bite of a chip and goes in for that second dip. This is a legit real thing. Here's part of their little commercial up on YouTube.
Holiday season is upon us, and I'm here to help you create the perfect party. A must-have at any get-together are new Philadelphia dips. They're something everybody will love. Unless there's somebody who double dips.
Double dipper, double dipper, double dipper.
A pressure-sensitive smart bowl that pairs with your phone's camera. It uses motion technology to track the movements of a single dip and the infamous double dip.
Double dipper, double dipper, double dipper.
Visit thedoubledipdetector.com for your chance to win.
Guys, I need you to sign up. This is all I'm asking for. Whatever else you got me, keep the receipt and return it. I hate double dippers. I can't stand it. That is gross.
Is that real, though?
It's real. It's a prototype. Yes, it's a real thing. It sounds like a cheesy commercial, but yes, this is something that we've needed for a long time.
Yeah, I hate double dippers, too. That's nasty. I bet you, who double, Liv, you double
Liv
dip,
is
don't
a definitely
you?
Double dipper.
Why do you guys think I'm a double dipper?
Good thing is nobody actually eats the crap she eats, so nobody's dipping in there.
That's true.
So no, true.
No, somebody double dipped in a hummus. No. That's Joe's Need to Know News.
Yeah, no gluten-free tree bark for me.
On the Joe and Alex Show, check it out at joeandalexshow.com.